Fast forward to March 2018. President Trump announced tariffs on steel and aluminum.
And then he exempted certain nations. China was not one of those nations that he exempted. And that's kind of started a tit-for-tat on trade.
That's Brandon Willis, a professor of applied economics at Utah State University and senior advisor to former Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. He says China has filed consultations with the World Trade Organization. That gives the U.S. and China 60 days to resolve the dispute.
So soybeans and pork is a big deal. It's going to impact the bottom lines of producers if we don't get this sorted out.
Willis says the tariffs could impact other commodities like beef and poultry.
Around 2002, when Russia banned our poultry, and what you saw was within a month, cattle futures had also dropped, $18 or so, $15 a hundredweight. So just because beef isn't necessarily directly impacted doesn't mean that our beef producers won't feel it in their bottom lines.
The Trump administration is currently working on the Korean Free Trade Agreement and renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. But if those trade negotiations fall through and the U.S. and China can't resolve the current trade dispute, the American economy could suffer.
The reality is, look, China hasn't played by the rules. There's no doubt about that. The president wants to hold them accountable for that. The question is, does he have a plan to get us out of this?
Willis says if the Trump administration can't come up with a plan within the next 60 days, the people who will be hurt by this trade dispute are the farmers. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.